Good day, good people of the podcasting world. Happy Monday. I usually don't mark this on the podcast, but it is Labor Day 2023. And yesterday, my sister and my niece and my nephew came up, and we all celebrated by having steaks, enjoyed one another's company. My nephew looked at a possibility for a car with my sister because he had a malfunction in his present vehicle. It's not operative. He's borrowing my mom's Subaru for a brief amount of time. I think he's going to bring it back sometime next week. We had good steaks and good company and good conversation. The continuing adventures of Greta and Buster are certainly interesting. It's not the fact that as a dog, Greta doesn't like Buster, I don't think. I don't think that, though, the thing is, I don't think that Greta can correlate with Buster's energy. I think Buster's high-pitched bark bothers her. I don't think the fact that there's another dog in the house bothers her, because other dogs don't really bother Greta. I think it's the fact that it's a yappy, high-energy, fun-loving, which Greta doesn't mind. Greta doesn't mind fun dogs. It's just Buster carries a lot more energy than her. And I think Buster as a dog doesn't bother her, but his high-pitch, high-strung nature is what bothers her, you know? If Buster stays calm and collected, I think they'd be fine. I really do. But there's something about Buster's high-pitched nature and high-tone nature that Greta does not like. After having dinner yesterday, my sister and my nephew went up to a car dealership because my nephew needs a new vehicle. His current vehicle has gone out on him, and they were looking at the possibility of a car, but they found out later that it was going to be too high for Devin's budget, so I don't think they're going to go with that one. He's currently borrowing my mom's Subaru for a week at least, until he can get on his feet with a vehicle. And we'll see what happens there and how that moves and such. But hopefully he can get his hands on a vehicle soon, and he will not have, it will be a functional vehicle, and it would be something that's highly drivable and highly maneuverable for Devin, and safe and a good thing, and all around just a good vehicle for him to have. I think the vehicle that I saw, and they were considering for a few moments. Later they found out that it was kind of out of the price range that they wanted to pay, so they're going to do something a little bit different, I think. But yeah, it was an overall good day and good visit and good celebration for the family, and we got to see each other and eat steaks and have talks and later sing some Jimmy Buffett and some little bit of country songs here and there. Not in a major way. Nobody got a guitar out or anything. I wish I could get a guitar out, because I don't have the dexterity or the coordination to play the guitar because of my CP and the way my body interacts and the way my muscles interact with that and everything. So I wish I could play the guitar, but I can't. You know, but I have lots of other skills, and I don't want to sell myself short for too long. But I will say that, it was a good visit yesterday, and we had some good conversations and just good talks. And I think this will be a good way to open up the podcast this week. Let's continue the conversation and discussion and life celebration tomorrow for our Tuesday segment. Until then, may grace, peace, love be with you. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your upcoming day. Enjoy your afternoon. Whenever you might be listening to this, because, you know, podcasts are on demand and available anytime. Grace, peace, everybody. Be safe. I'll talk to you again soon. Happy Tuesday, friends. Good afternoon as I record this and as I'm presenting to you. Why am I on LTE? It just occurred to me that my Wi-Fi should be on, but it isn't. Or my phone's not on my Wi-Fi anyway. Hold on a minute here. Let's check the Wi-Fi settings. Friends? Cellular data should be... I'm probably recording still. I don't know. Yeah, I am. Otherwise, this is going to be not connected. Should be connected. There we go. Now I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. There we go. I don't know how my Wi-Fi got turned off. Am I still moving? Okay, we're still good. Anyway, I wanted to talk to y'all a minute and let you know that I got another subscription. And I'm going to enjoy it for a while. See how it flows throughout the rest of the year. I got NBA League Pass. Now, if you know anything about NBA League Pass, you can't watch your local team games as they happen. But you can watch them later. Every other team that is out of market, I will be able to follow. I'll just have to follow the Pistons 72 hours later. So that means I got to make sure that if I do watch them this year, I either watch them at my parents' house when home games are going on, which will be somewhat different in the sense that they have Bally Sports, they will have commercials, or I can choose to watch the game 72 hours later. Now, it is possible to watch games that are not in my market. So to begin the season, they start playing by playing the Miami Heat. And then they play the Charlotte Hornets. I think I'll be able to watch those two games on League Pass for October 25th and 27th, I think is their next game. I don't think they play on the 26th. I think I'll be able to watch those two games because they're out of market and they're not being broadcast on local networks. Now, I will, as I say, be able to watch those Pistons games. I think it'll just be 3 days later. I won't be able to see them live. Now, if I stay away from scores, that shouldn't be a problem. It's a weird way to do things, but since I'm becoming a basketball fan, the thing about this is I'm not just going to watch the Pistons. I'm going to have access to the Lakers. I'm going to have access to the Bulls. I'm going to have access to pretty much any team in the league, along with delayed opportunities to watch the Pistons. So I know on the 24th, the Lakers will open up their season. Probably going to watch the game that night. And if I don't have any other, you know, previous obligations related to church or anything like that, gonna check that game out and see how the Lakers open up their season. I'm just gonna explore with NBA League Pass for a while and see how much I get into it and how much I dig it. The thing about this is I got a motorsport.tv subscription, which I canceled this year, and it didn't have what I'd hoped it'd have. Now, I think it's more likely that I'm going to hold on to this one for a while because if knowing that I can't watch Pistons game live, I can still watch other teams. I like the sport of basketball enough to say, hey, it's going to be interesting to be able to watch a commercial free and yeah, I can watch other teams as well. Now, it might seem a little weird to you for to think this way, or to present things in this way, or to be able to watch things in this way, but I don't need, in a pinch, I can go over to my mom and, you know, I can go over to my mom and dad's and I can watch the Pistons because they have Bally Sports. But, like, if I want to watch a game again later or watch it commercial-free, I can do that, too. It's a weird way to do things, and it's a different way to do things. But with as big as an NBA fan as I'm becoming, I see it as something that I'm going to enjoy for a little while, and I might keep it, depending on how this year goes and how much I end up watching basketball. I am getting to a point with WWE where it's not... I'll watch it. It's not something I won't watch. I mean, I'll watch especially the old school stuff, and I'll watch the new school stuff when it's on. But I'm not as big of a WWE fan as I used to be because it's still entertaining, but it's getting to a point where it's getting predictable for me, and I'm kind of not as enthusiastic about the WWE as I once was. So to have another sports option to watch, I think, is going to be nice for a while. It's a breather, and it's something else to watch, and it's something else to experience. So I'm gonna test drive NBA League Pass for a while and see where I end up. All right, everybody, that's basically what's on my mind and heart for this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you would be well. Sending you good vibes and love, and I'll talk to you again for our midweek episode, which will drop tomorrow. Until then, grace and peace.
Well, friends, I gotta say, so far NBA League Pass is pretty cool. I've only watched the game from last season because of the fact that the new season hasn't started yet, and I can't quite figure out where the commercials drop when you have the commercial-free plan, but it hasn't interrupted the game too badly. Like I say, the only thing I'm trying to figure out is where the commercials drop in when you have the commercial-free plan, because they have to cut it somewhere so you don't actually start to see the commercials, because it's got to be commercial-free, right? Which it is. But I'll figure that out over time and see how things move and flow and you know, go. I'm going to watch another 2022 season game. Well, 2022-2023 season game tonight. And see how that goes. But yeah, so far I'm really enjoying it. And it's not going to be like a situation where I like it was when I canceled Motorsport TV yet, because I like it so far. So I'm digging it, man. I see no reason to cancel it for a while anyway. So we'll see how it goes if we play with it more and more. But yeah, so far, I'm digging it. Excuse the yawn, folks. Slept really well. Just waking up. Kind of the truth of it all. So, happy Wednesday. Certainly hope you are well. I get to see Lisa today. And do a yoga session with her. Yeah, so far, I'm digging it. I think today we're actually going to get around to setting up the blinds. So as soon as I get off this podcast, I'm going to watch a video and see what I can find out about that. All right, everybody. This is basically what's on my heart for this Wednesday. And yeah, it is Wednesday as I said this. I said some kind of mistake last week's episode, but it was such a minor mistake, I didn't correct it. Let me think of what What was I said? I can't remember now. I think I said something about it being being Wednesday. It was actually Tuesday or something, and it happened that past Wednesday or something, and it was actually Tuesday. But anyway, grace and peace, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon. Be safe. Happy Thursday, all. I'm still getting used to NBA League Pass. And currently, because there's no season, I'm watching the Pistons season from last year, because all of the season is available commercial free. And I was thrown off because it went, and I think it was because the game was away. So I think various parts of it, even though the Pistons commentary is available, was only available in the Knicks commentary. So they had to do like a halftime recap in the Knicks commentary after the first half ended, and they did all the highlights and everything, and they had to come back and do the everything. And then the Pistons commentators came back after halftime. I gotta get used to that, and I think that's what happened, and we'll see what happens next. I think the next time that happens, I'll have an understanding of what's going on and what's happening. But threw me off for the first time, you know? We will see what happens with various things. And we'll go on and explore the world of NBA League Pass more and more. But anyway, I'm finally figuring out what's happening with it, I think. And learning about what's happening with it. It was kind of cool to have Pistons commentary during the Knicks game. I'm going to do the same with the Indiana Pacers game that's next. Let's see, what else have I got going on today? At some point today, I'll start to study the radio script, because I have radio on Sunday for the church. I'm going to do my gajillionth broadcast, because I've done a ton of them since 2006. Gajillion's not a real number, as most of us know, but I've done a lot of them since 2006, because it's 2023, so I haven't done it for a decade. Got a three-year window yet before that happens. But yeah, we shall see what happens with it. All right, everybody, that's basically what's on my heart and what's on my mind this particular day. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. And we'll talk more as more flesh is out, and we'll see what happens with everything. All right, everybody. I think the first two Pistons games will be available to me, because we shall see, you know. We'll see what happens. I think they'll be available to me because they're out of market, or they're not in my market. It's quite possible. Maybe not. Maybe I won't get access to Pistons games at all, or at least not in a live sense, because when I signed up for it, it says it wasn't live, or I wouldn't be able to watch live Pistons games. But we'll see. All right, everybody. Grace, peace,
and love. This is really the end for this particular segment. Be well, be safe, and have a great day, okay? Talk to you again soon. Good morning, good people of the podcasting world. This particular episode is dropping on a Friday morning. Hope it finds you well. Hope you're feeling good. And hope you have a great weekend. But I got to tell you, this podcast week is a week of randomness. Because I started watching the NBA at a deeper level this week because I got League Pass. I'm really enjoying that so far. I'm going to enjoy this upcoming season, plus I'm going to be able to go back to around 2012, and the interesting thing about that, and I know I've been talking about sports a lot this week, but it's what's on my heart, it's what's on my soul, it's what's new with me this particular week. I'm going to be able to go back and watch LeBron to a greater degree. Now, I can't go back as far as like his debut days in 2003. I wish I could, but I can't go back that far in history. But I can go back to his first championship with Miami, I think. But I am currently in the midst of the 2022 Pistons season. So maybe when that ends, I can go to that. But I think I'll probably be going to the Bulls season after that, either the Bulls or the Los Angeles Lakers, not sure which, because I would like to see LeBron, but we shall see what happens, because I got to watch this year with the Pistons on a delay. I'm going to have to watch it on a delay, because with League Pass, you can't watch live games. You can watch a lot of basketball, including the Pistons, just not live games. That's all that means. You have to watch them later when they are available on League Pass, which I believe is 3 days after they play the game live, right? So it's a bit of a delay, yes, but is it something that's going to be accessible and workable for me? Yeah. Especially since I like to watch on-demand content on my time. So there you go. But yeah, basketball's been on my heart this week because it's new and I'm enjoying what I'm seeing so far. The interesting thing about this League Pass is you can watch Pistons commentary or listen to Pistons commentary even when you're watching away games. And I watched the New York Knicks game last night while watching the Pistons commentary from last year. And if you listen to the audio, I can't say it on the podcast because I don't want to get like an explicit mark in this particular episode, or I don't want to get this flagged, but let's just say after they went off the air, the play-by-play guy was frustrated with monitor and technical difficulties, and he said a bad word. A bad word. After taking his headphones off, because he was frustrated. But you could hear it within the live broadcast, because he was a few inches away from his mic, but not many. So there's that. Anyway, I'm enjoying League Pass so far, and I know I've been talking about it for the past few days, but it's the new and exciting thing in my life. That I'm exploring and checking out, because I'm actually getting into the game of basketball and really digging it. All right, everybody. Happy Friday. In the meantime, have a good weekend, and we'll get back to a normal, non-basketball-y week next week of the fresh episode. But in the meantime, have a good one, okay? Be safe.